Despite some good news in the report, most schools still aren't meeting enough goals to get a high rating from the state. And some education groups say the numbers also suggest many schools aren't doing enough to meet the needs of low-income and minority students. Others say the information is too confusing to be useful. Tim Melton is with the group Students First. He's not a fan of the color-coded system the state uses to rate schools.
He went out on the street and interviewed, 100 parents and asked them, the color purple is a grade for your school. Does that mean the school is doing good or bad? They would have no clue.
Students First is among several education groups in Michigan supporting legislation that would rate schools by letter grades from A to F. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer.